Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast. If this is your first time joining, hey, you are in for a treat. And if you are a repeat listener, then you already know what the treat is. How about that? Hey, I'm so glad you decided to join. And again, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome. And if you're inspired and encouraged by this podcast, hey, do me a favor. Tell another single mom. How about that? We need to encourage one another because the struggle is real. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. I raised two kids on my own, and boy, oh boy, I tell you, the challenges that came with parenting that I wasn't prepared for. But thanks be to God, I got through it, and only because I relied on God. So if you hear me talking about them in my episodes, that's why. Because I know that it was only him that got me through some of the situations I went through being a single mom. But again, this podcast is designed to encourage you, single mom, to help you get through your own personal struggles, because I'm pretty sure we're probably calibrated on some of the things that you're going through that I went through. So again, if you're not finding encouragement, then I need you to let me know. Because now everything that I've been doing is null and void, right? Or if you think there's something I can do better with these podcasts or these episodes, let me know. Definitely visit singlemomsunitedpodcast.com. Yes, I know it's very long, but you can do this. Once you type that in your URL, bookmark it, and that'll be an easy way for you to get back to it. And you can leave me some comments out there. And there's also a survey out there that you can take and let me know what you really think. Well, not what you really think if it's negative, but what you really think if it's positive. So, hey, what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about expectations. That's right. Have you set any expectations for you or your children? Because why is that important? Because if you're not setting those expectations, then you're just kind of like on a hamster wheel. You're not going anywhere, or you're sitting in a parked car, right? If you don't have expectations, it's not productive. You're just sitting there. Just sitting there or in the hamster wheel, just going around and around and around. And you're not even on target to achieving a destination, right? So here's what expectations will do for you. Expectations lead to goals. And then goals establishes your purpose. And as a single mom, all we think about is, you know, providing. I got to take care of my kids, which you should. But when we do that, me get lost. My identity gets lost, right? Because I'm out hustling. I'm trying to make sure the kids are fed. They have everything that they need. So I get lost in translation. And that's not a good thing per se, because again, it's like sitting in a parked car. You're not going anywhere. And furthermore, you kind of look a little ridiculous, right? Just sitting in a parked car, just sitting there. For what reason? How many people you see sitting in a parked car? You might see somebody that pulled over and said, hey, let me get a bite to eat or let me check some directions. But I guarantee you, they're not going to be in that position very long. They're going to do what they need to do. And they're moving on. They're moving on. So, ladies, you need to develop what your expectations are for yourself. You know, and it doesn't have to be anything significant. You know, you may say, I'm going to go out and walk, and just get some exercise. Just get out the house, clear my head, and just meditate for a minute. And that works too, ladies. Or just incorporating some breathing techniques. In my last episode, I talked about exhaling and the beauty of being able to exhale to help relieve some of that stress that you're experiencing as a single mom, right? So when you establish expectations for yourself, then that's going to lead to goals. So again, you're going to take a walk every day, or 10-minute walk, or something to that effect. That's your expectation. Now that leads to the goal. Now the goal is I'm going to do it. That's frequency, right? How often I'm going to walk for 10 minutes? Is it every day, every other day, once a week? That's the goal. And then once you do your goal, guess what? That's going to lead to your purpose, because now when you're doing that, this is saying, if I walk every other day or every day or once a week, guess what? Now my purpose is to help relieve some of the stress that I'm experiencing while I'm trying to raise my child or my children on my own. So again, it's a real clever formula, ladies. It's something easy you can adapt to, and I encourage you to try it. Now, that was just an example I just pulled out the air, but you know what your situation is. You know what your environment is. So get some expectations for yourself. And then once you start doing this for yourself, now you can start doing this with your children. Or your child, right? Set some expectations for them on what to do as it relates to maybe just developing, giving them chores, right? Loading the dishwasher, unloading the dishwasher, or sweeping the floor, because again, now it leads to establishing goals. And that goal is, okay, you're going to sweep the floor once a week, once a day. However you incorporate it, ladies. And then again, and now establishes purpose. And the purpose is you want to help keep your house clean, right? The purpose is to help keep the house clean, and that takes some of the stress off of you. So while they, if they're old enough, sweeping the floor or picking up things around the house, that's going to help you. So some of that stress that you've been carrying on your back, cleaning the house and paying bills, making money to pay the bills, and then got to continue to, parent and make sure the child has everything they need. Listen, ladies, I promise you, set some forms of expectations with yourself, and then bring your children into the process, because at the end of the day, what you're going to get is purpose of why you have to do these things. I'm going to take a walk because if I don't, I'm going to scream. I got to get out of this house, right? And again, something to think about, ladies. This episode, again, is brief and to the point. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, by all means, tell another single mom. The reason why, the same emotions that you're encountering, the same frustration you're encountering, they're encountering. Okay, so hopefully this podcast or this episode will bring some form of relaxation, or even just to get you to think about, okay, that sounds good, and I'm going to add this on to it, right? So it's not a one size fits all, but it's designed to get you to think. It's designed to motivate and encourage you and remind you it's going to be okay. You are going to have bad days. You are. It's almost like when the meteorologist comes on and says, hey, tomorrow it's going to be 80% chance of rain all day long. So what do you do for it? You prepare. You get you an umbrella or whatever type of rain repellent garments you have. You get it ready. You adjust to what the weather is going to be like so that you can get through it. And guess what? No one likes the rain. No one likes the rain. But if you know it's coming, you prepare for it. And when you prepare for it, it makes it easier because you knew the rain was coming. That's the same way with parenting. Same thing with parenting. You're going to have bad days. You're going to be going through those situations of struggle and frustration. You're going to have that. And now that I've told you you're going to have that, how are you going to prepare for it, ladies? What are you going to do to prepare for it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you going to relieve that stress? And I'm just going to throw this in of some of the things that I did with my children and the stress that I encountered. And I mentioned in this in some prior episodes, but I scheduled a cry day. That's right. Uh-huh. When I was taking my shower, or even when I wasn't, you know, scheduled or ready to take a shower, I would just go run a shower and just get in the shower and cry, because I needed to release the stress, the frustration I was experiencing. I really couldn't talk to anyone about it, you know, and I can't blame the kids, right? So how do you relieve that? And then, of course, their father wasn't present. So I stepped in the shower, of course, I unclothed, right? But once I had that good old-fashioned cry, and I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about, help me. That's what I'm talking about, that type of cry. And guess what? When I came out, I felt better. The stress level that I was experiencing had almost subsided completely. I was able to be more patient with my children, because I swear at one point while I was raising them, the needle was stuck on scream mode or yell mode all the time. And it wasn't fair to them. It wasn't fair to them. But it's the stress that builds up in you. And unfortunately, if they're the only ones around, guess who's going to get it? Guess who's going to get it? Yeah. Anyway, ladies. All right. I have taken up too much of your time already. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am really done this time. I hope you have a fantastic week, an outstanding month, and love on your children. Spend at least an hour with them without you going on social media, on your phone. Just spend an hour, and you're going to find out some things, especially if your child is struggling or having behavioral issues. Yeah. Spend at least an hour a day with just giving them 100% of your attention. And guess what? You're going to find out some things. And when you find out those things, now you're going to be able to solve that issue, or at least better address any behavioral issues that they may be encountering. All right. Take care, ladies. Have a great day.